From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and United Nations are welcoming an agreement meant to ease tensions between North and South Korea, but some analysts are warning the North may be using the talks to buy more time to develop its nuclear weapons program. Correspondent Grace Lee reports for Reuters.
A North Korean delegation making strides across the world's most heavily militarized border into the south, crossing it for the first time in more than 2 years. Seoul and Pyongyang kicked off formal talks on Tuesday with an optimistic outlook on the upcoming Winter Olympics, set to be held just kilometers away from the border next month. North Korea has confirmed it will also send a delegation to the Games, including high-ranking officials and athletes, along with the country's famous cheering squad, which has been a huge hit in the South in their past rare appearances. Seoul has also suggested that athletes from the two Koreas march together during events, including the opening ceremony, something they've done in past sports events as a sign of unity. Despite its narrow, primarily sports-related agenda on Tuesday, all eyes around the globe are focused on the talks, which could stretch on into the week, with world leaders eager for signs tensions over the North's nuclear program is cooling off.
Our talks begin after a long period of severed ties between the North and the South, but I believe the first step is half the journey.
South Korea proposed talks between both militaries to start and a reunion of family members in time for February's Lunar New Year holiday.
Correspondent Grace Lee from Reuters. A suicide bomber has killed at least 6 people and wounded more than 25 others in southwestern Pakistan. The attack on Tuesday targeted a police vehicle in a high-security area of Quetta, the capital of the violence-plagued Baluchistan province. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning that heavy rains and flooding in the Democratic Republic of Congo may worsen the country's ongoing cholera epidemic. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Heavy rains in the DRC last week triggered flooding and landslides in the capital, Kinshasa, causing 45 deaths and widespread damage. The World Health Organization warns the flooding also is likely to worsen the cholera epidemic and other waterborne diseases. The current outbreak, which began in July, is one of the most severe in years. The WHO reports people in 24 out of 26 provinces have been infected with the disease. Latest reports find 55,000 cases, including nearly 1,200 deaths. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says this is almost twice the number of cases reported in 2016.
The case fatality rate in general is at just slightly over 2%, but in some provinces it is much higher. In 4 provinces, the case fatality rate is more than 5% and actually much larger sometimes.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South African President Jacob Zuma on Tuesday announced a corruption investigation into the highest levels of the state after Parliament indicated it would move to impeach him. On December 13th, the South African court ruled that a commission should be set up within 30 days to carry out such an inquiry. Last month, the ruling ANC elected Cyril Ramaphosa as party leader to replace Zuma, who stepped down amid corruption allegations but will remain South Africa's president until nationwide elections next year. The White House says President Trump will attend this year's World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, only the second time an American president has attended the summit and the first in 18 years. President Trump told key lawmakers on Tuesday he would sign whatever legislation they agree on to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported and to improve security along the country's southern border with Mexico. In an extraordinary televised meeting at the White House, Trump said that comprehensive immigration reforms could be dealt with later. He said that he still believes a wall needs to be built along at least part of the 3,200-kilometer-long U.S.-Mexico border, but seemed to back off earlier demands that it be funded immediately. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The Voice of